بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى، وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has given us a definition of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every soul will taste death, and this is a reality which no one denies, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, that one day will come where we will have to leave this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. That whoever is saved from the fire and entered into Jannah, then indeed he has succeeded. So the definition of success Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran. And the definition of success has got nothing to do with the world, but the Akhirah. That whoever succeeds in the Akhirah, then he has truly succeeded. And whoever fails in the Akhirah is truly a failure. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that the worldly life is only deception. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, the worldly life is only the goods of deception. Meaning this worldly life is deceiving. That a person gets sucked into the worldly life and then forgets about the Akhirah, forgets about his objective, forgets about his goal, forgets about his ultimate destination, forgets about his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Salah in the Quran that وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That salah and zakat as well, these two things are extremely difficult. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ, they are extremely difficult. A person will find them burdensome. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ, except for those people who humble themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, أَلَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. Those individuals who have firm conviction that they are going to meet their Lord. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and that they are going to return to Him. So when this firm conviction comes in the heart that one day I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day I have to meet my Creator. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that whoever looks forward to, whoever loves, whoever wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to meet him. And whoever doesn't want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to meet him. So when we ponder and reflect on our life, at this stage of our life, whether we are in our teens, whether we are in our middle age, whether we have become old and we have white hair, whatever stage of life we are in, we have to reflect and ponder and think that at this moment in time, if my death comes, then is it a state in which I would be pleased to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Creator? And this question should be a question which we should be asking ourselves every single day. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, that account for yourselves in this world before you will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and give your full accounts, a full account of your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ, that whoever is saved from the fire and entered into Jannah, then he has truly achieved success. So as believers who have firm conviction that we are going to one day stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be questioned about the short life that we have been given in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will first ask us about our salah, like the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. And if our salah is on point, then the rest of the things will be on point. And if there is deficiency in our salah, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save us. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us the definition of success. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us regarding the two groups that will be there on the day of Qiyamah. The first group are those individuals, مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, those who transgressed, who went beyond the limits and the boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who lived a life of disobedience. When it came to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they brushed them under the carpet. When it came to following their desires, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, when it came to following their desires, when it came to giving preference to the worldly life over the akhirah, then they were ready for that. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, rather you give preference to the worldly life. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, the akhirah and the hereafter is better and is eternal. When the akhirah is better, when the akhirah is eternal, and we believe in the Quran, which is telling us this, then our focus, our attention, our energy should be spent on the akhirah and not on the world. Yes, we are living in this world, so we have to make some effort, but our ultimate goal should always be the akhirah. The believer's mindset and the one who disbelieves, his mindset cannot be the same. The kafir and the Muslim, they cannot be the same. The kafir, his goal and his focus and his energy, his undivided attention is towards the dunya because he only knows the dunya. He does not believe in the akhirah. And me and you, alhamdulillah, we have been blessed with iman. We believe in the akhirah. We believe in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Jannah. We believe in Jahannam. We believe in all these things. And yet our energy and our focus and our attitude towards the akhirah is the same like a kafir who doesn't even believe in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى, the one who transgresses, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and gives preference, and he gave preference, the one who transgressed and gave preference to the worldly life, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then Jahannam and the fire of hell will be his final abode. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, and the one who feared standing in front of his Lord, The one who feared standing in front of his Lord, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and he stopped himself from desires which were contrary to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desires which were contrary to the sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stopped himself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having a strong desire to commit that sin. But he knew that one day he had to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consequences were always present in his mind. He had taqwa, the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stopped himself. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, then Jannah will be his end abode. So now, when we know this, when we know the definition of success, and when we know about the two groups, that one group, they succumb to their desires, they lived a life of disobedience, and we know their end abode, and we know the group which was successful, and that group is the one which was entered into Jannah, the ones who in this world stopped themselves from following their desires and the shaitan, and followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dictates of sharia, that this group is successful and their end abode will be Jannah. And then we have to now think and reflect that how can I be part of that group which is going to be successful? Sometimes shaitan deceives us and comes and says that you have iman, you believe in Allah, and you can do whatever you want. At the end of the day, you know you're not going to lose your iman. And brings this complacency in your heart. And when a person falls into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then slowly, slowly the disobedience increases. And the heart is filled with black dots. And slowly, slowly, shaitan snatches away that person's iman. That's why we should never consider any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insignificant. Or that this is a gunah sagira. Or this is a small sin. Small sin, who are you disobeying? You are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why some ulama have said that in reality there are no small sins. If you look at the one who you are disobeying, then every sin is a major sin. And compared to other sins, maybe you can say that some are small and some are big. But when you look at the one who you are disobeying, then every sin in reality is a major sin. So shaitan plays these tricks and takes a person's iman away before he passes away. That's why we have to do fikr. And we have to worry about our iman and the iman of our children. And one of the ways that we can safeguard our iman is by frequenting the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that salah stops a person from immoral acts and from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we make it such that we are only visiting the masjid on the day of Friday, you know, like the Christians only visit their church on Sunday, or maybe some years ago they used to visit their church on Sunday, and the new generation are not visiting at all. That's why the churches are closing down. And if we make it a habit that we are only visiting the masjid on a Friday and following the footsteps of the Christians, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So the conclusion of the khutbah today is that we need to really become serious about our akhirah. Really focus on the akhirah. That where am I in my life when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How easily do I fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take away my life today, then would I be ready to meet my Creator or not? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding.
Amen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an ending with iman. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The brothers could stand up from the first saf to the last saf and just fill in the gaps. So those brothers who are coming later can easily fill in the spaces. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma rabbah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. وقال: فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا. وقال: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم عليك بالكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم عليك بهم. اللهم أنت بهم عليم. أفسدوا في أرضك وأهانوا دينك وقتلوا عبادك. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows and ensure there are no gaps in between. If there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill them in quickly. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولا تحسبن إن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم